Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Question of the day. Sports or otherwise, what's something you want to go back to? We had the College Football Playoff Committee. Is this the penultimate?
The penultimate, which is a good word.
Playoff committee rankings, rather, where...
And we'll get into it later as a segment, but I don't expect a whole lot to change.
Yeah, my general takeaway is they just doing stuff. Like, they're just like, Ole Miss got better now that Lane Kiffin's gone. Sorry. Who cares? They just got stuff going on.
Yeah.
And so with that, you know, I am personally, and I've long held this, but this is just another reason for me to bring up my take, that I would very much love to go back to the BCS.
I would not.
And you know what? I'm willing to take all of it. Like, just one national championship game, everybody else, play for your bowls, like, have some connection, some connective tissue between conferences and bowl games where you know who's playing the Rose Bowl. It's it's not the fourth best team in the Big Ten and the fourth, fifth best team in the Pacific, whatever it is, 10 or 12, right? There's some connective tissue. There's some good games. There's some – you still have, like, the heart of what the sport is in college football. That feels like it's entirely gone. And I think that some of that is what we have with everybody is focused on this national championship, and nobody has any level of other rungs of success within this.
Like, I get it. The one part of your argument that I don't even think you mentioned there, but – you know, the New Year's Day bowl games were just special.
Yeah.
It was fun. It meant something. You felt like you won a championship, even if it wasn't the national championship.
Right.
Let's say you won the Cotton Bowl and finished number four or whatever.
Meant something.
I get it. And
man, Bill Snyder wore that Alamo Bowl vest.
Yes.
That Cotton Bowl vest, or not vest, windbreaker, all the damn time as a badge of honor for K-State.
That part I get, but we are a nation of championships. We are about getting, you know, winning championships and who finished first. And I'm not using this like as a Trump card or whatever, but I just have the experience.
It ain't no big joker.
Of being a voter in the AP poll and just feeling awful afterwards for some team. Mm-hmm. Hell, 1998, you know, your Kansas State Wildcats. They lost a tough championship game, Big 12 championship game to the Aggies. How would a playoff have helped them? How would a playoff have helped that K-State team? They would have maybe won the national championship. That's what I'm talking about. I keep going back to, instead of arguing about who should be number two, and boy, tough luck, you finished number three, even though, you know, you may be the best team in the country. We're talking about 10, 11, and 12. And in that case, I've said it 100 times in the last couple of days, it feels like, just win another damn game and you don't have this argument. So I don't want to go back to that, but it does lead to the question of the day.
Real quick,
because
I do agree with this. I agree with the sentiment, and I want to make sure I do this as much as possible from the 281. Problem with college football is ESPN. And if you don't know, ESPN is the major stakeholder in the college football playoff, right? Like the TV, it's the reason why we have more bowl games than we know what to do with nowadays.
Hell, game day is going to the SEC championship game, and you got Ohio State and Indiana facing
number
the
one
Big
versus
Ten.
Number two.
Yes.
By the way.
And game day's not going there.
Yeah, but the SEC, you know, is on ESPN, right?
That's my point.
That's the point.
That's my point, yeah.
I do. Now, that person did think that the answer was go to an NFL-type playoff structure. And boy, if you let these schools do it, that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Yes.
They're like, what are the 40 or 50 biggest schools in the nation? We'll make that into a league. And
undefeated Hawaii will be the number one seed.
Yeah.
Undefeated Hawaii would not get a chance to play. But yes, with that being the case, though, question of the day, sports or otherwise.
You'd like to go back to that.
I would love to go back to the BCS. Hell, I was not alive for it. But I might like going back to when we just, hey, play all the games, play the bowl games, and then
just vote.
Hey, you the champion now, big dog. Hold on to that for a year.
I'm telling you, I did that for about 10 years, and it was a lot of responsibility, and it felt dirty sometimes. But things that I would like to go back, sports and otherwise, sports, I feel like there's baseball has just been watered down too much with all these wild cards, man. I thought Seth brought up a really good point when we were talking about it earlier. Like these Astros records, it wouldn't really have affected the Astros too much, too many years. They still would have been making these runs. They would have
division winner.
They would have avoided some of the go back to five teams, per league, not seven. It just feels watered down. I'm just like, are you like me? Like you're just kind of waiting for the next round, you know? Unless your team is in it, you know, which of course you're pulling for. You're just like, all right, let's get by this.
I actually don't feel like that because I feel like baseball is, like to me, I feel like a team could get hot and just knock off the number one seed or at least give them some trouble. It's not like the NBA where the one and the eight seed is just nothing to look at here.
Yeah, but I'm just like, all right, let's get to the real playoffs. That's how I feel when I'm watching those first wild card games.
Oh, this is the first four in the NCAA tournament for you?
You know what? Let's get back. Go back to that. Let's go back to
that. It ain't that bad, is it?
It feels like it to me. And that's
it's not. It's not that bad. Because I will legitimately go some years where I'm like, I'm not watching the first four games. And you know what sucks? Texas Southern is always in that game.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Always in that game.
Yep, and get smoked.
Every year, it's like Texas Southern. This is the Texas Southern first Invitational first four in Dayton, Ohio.
I think last year or 2 years ago is TSU and Kansas.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, man, I'm going to just root for TSU, man.
Always.
Because it's TSU.
Every year I'm rooting for TSU, but it's always a first four game. We can acknowledge this. Yeah, what are some other ways you want to go? But I don't know. I could hear you on maybe dialing back the wild card. I think I think it works for me just because with baseball there's already so many games that the three more or whatever that we had on those wild cards, I guess per wild card matchup that you have, doesn't feel so much more.
Yeah.
But I mean, it didn't hurt when it was like, hey, we're getting right to the divisional series.
It's not like I'm stomping my feet over it, but I'd like to go back to that. I'd like to go back to while we're still in baseball. Now I know they've done this recently, but you wear your uniform at the All-Star game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah,
Your real uniform.
That was sweet, man. Yeah. That was really sweet.
I need that in basketball.
Yeah. Oh,
I understand.
Yeah.
The reason why we have all these uniforms, all these uniforms is so that we can sell them in a pro shop.
That's all it is. Yeah.
But like, it looks so cool when you have the variety of different uniforms.
Yeah.
You see Houston colors on the front of somebody's shirt or jersey.
It feels like it means something.
And they used to do that in the NBA. You wore your uniform.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then non-sports, I feel like I didn't quite send the message the right way earlier when I was talking about movies. to me, I wish I could go back to a day where movies were an event at the theater. Maybe that's the best way to put
it. I agree.
It. You know,
I genuinely agree. Yeah.
When you would like, hey, you want to go out Friday night? You know, to my wife. To my wife.
Nobody was accusing anything different.
Well, let's see if we can catch a movie. Remember, you used to go through when they had the paper, even, but even online, you would go through, okay, what's showing? You know, what's coming out this
Friday? All right, I'm going to sound like somebody's child. It's a thing called movie phone, wasn't it? Where you called
You had movie phone, yeah, and you had.
I'm
like,
old enough to remember that.
Remember, I'm not. What's coming out this weekend? Ooh, boy, we got to see, you know, Avatar, whatever, you know, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
I just like the idea that you could decide, I'm going to the movies and walk up and know that you at least you could find something.
And sometimes you'd go to the movies and just scan.
That's what I'm saying. You could just find something. But see, now you can't go to the theater and just be like, I'm going to find something good. Yeah. You might not.
But see, the thing is, I felt like we were more open to just giving anything a shot.
True. Yeah.
Now I'm like, man, I'm not going to the movie theater.
Because it's $25 per ticket.
Yeah. Even outside of that, I'm just like, I don't know this movie. I'd rather wait to Netflix.
So what about you guys? Things you'd like to go back to?
Me, and this is a no-brainer for me, the NBA should go back. The coaches should go back to wearing suits.
Agreed.
They got to go back to wearing suits, man. I understand they changed it during COVID and all that stuff. Yeah. They made it more loose, but it's watching old NBA games and all that stuff.
Remember Pat Riley? Just kind of.
Just being on the sideline in a nice suit, man. Yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate this from the 512. 15-minute sudden death NFL overtime. I will not make my case again. Yeah, man, let's get this thing wrapped. Let's get this thing over with. I'm 100%
right, pass, field goal.
Let's go. If you wanted to win it in regulation, big dog.
How about you?
BCS is one of them. Mm-hmm. I very much agree with this texter that texted in from the 281. Want to go back to having 24-hour Walmarts or just like stores that like.
There's hardly any of them now, right?
Nope.
Hey, man, if we talk about the things that the pandemic killed, that right there.
Yep.
Like I used to love, and maybe this is just like also being young and having that level of malleability in my schedule. I'd go get my grocery shopping done at like 11. If I wanted to, 2. It don't matter. Like, we can go get this. Now you really got it. And this is in some ways going back even further because there was a time where if you don't get your stuff done by 9, everything is closed.
I
kind of miss being able to do things later into the night or just feeling like, damn, I need to go pick something up. Mm-hmm. Let's go pick something up then.
Yeah. Great text from, where was it? Anyway, great text we just received from the A32. Christmas Day used to be a big movie day. Remember, like it's coming out.
I went to the movies on Christmas Day a couple times.
After, you know, with presents and dinner and all that. Hey, let's go watch.
10 in the morning, you'd be at the movie theater.
I remember Harry Potter came out on Christmas Day. If I'm the original Harry Potter, I remember sitting at home and we were all like, all right, let's go watch Harry Potter. You know, it came out that day.
Something like that on the same line is I wish we could get back to music release dates being on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It used to always be on the Tuesday, man. Like it felt something special.
Yeah.
Just Tuesday, all right, new music. You used to go to the CD store and all that stuff. Now I think they just got it on a Friday.
Somebody said Blockbuster.
Bring it back?
Yeah, go back to the days where you had Blockbuster, go get your movies.
I can see that.
I'm not mad.
I don't know if I want to. I like just going on the remote and just clicking.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
8-2. Bring back the NFL starter jackets on the sideline. Fair enough. Bring back the whole ketchup tape bottle on the restaurant table instead of the packets. Wait, I think that places still have
some
the
do. Yeah, some do.
And I'm not going to get into that. And because this is Houston 361, bring back Astroworld. I need it.
Yeah, back to the days.
They need some type of amusement park,
you know.
And they know what's the closest amusement park?
That's a great point. I can't think of one.
Is it like San Antonio?
Do you have to go to
San Antonio?
They still got Six Flags.
Yeah, they still got, and then SeaWorld if you choose to view it that. Like those two.
Yeah, that's the closest one.
Mm-hmm. We don't got nothing in the city. Just you know, on a day, just a random day. If you look at the babies and like, we not going to school, we going to the amusement park.
That was awesome.
You can't even do that.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Hate it for the babies.
I used to love them days.
Yeah. Right. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where we mentioned it. The Texans released a player, but also. The noise is getting louder around a big name in football, and I kind of want to have this discussion in reality. Let's do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.